Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Ernest Jansen was born on August 17, 1878 in New York City. At the age of 22, Jansen enlisted in the U.S. Army and served for 10 years before going AWOL. The reason for this is unknown, but the same year, he enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps under the alias Charles Hoffman. In 1914, Hoffman was honorably discharged, but immediately re-enlisted and was promoted to sergeant later that year after the start of World War I. He served aboard the USS Nebraska and the USS Nevada. In June 1917, Hoffman traveled to France on the USS DeKalb with 5th Marines and was appointed, though not fully promoted, to gunnery sergeant. A year after arriving in France, Hoffman took part in the Battle of Belle au Wood against German forces. As his company was consolidating its position on a hill, he spotted a dozen enemy machine gunners crawling towards him. Hoffman charged them, bayoneted the enemy squad leaders, and forced the rest to flee. If Hoffman hadn't spotted them, the Germans could have captured the 5 machine guns on the Marines' hill and forced them to withdraw. Hoffman was severely wounded during the attack. Because Hoffman and his fellow Marines fought under the Army's 2nd Infantry Division in the American Expeditionary Forces, Hoffman was awarded both the Army and Navy Medals of Honor. His other American awards include the Silver Star, Purple Heart, Good Conduct Medal, and the World War I Victory Medal. His foreign awards include France's Medal Militaire and Croix de Guerre, Illus Crochet al Merito de Guerre, and Montenegro's Medal of Military Bravery, all for his actions at Belle au Wood. Following the war, Hoffman re-enlisted and served as a recruiter in New York City. He was later promoted to gunnery sergeant and assigned to Marine Barracks, Quantico, Virginia. During Armistice Day 1921, he served as the Marine Corps pallbearer for the burial of the unknown soldier. 1 month before his retirement in September 1926, Hoffman was promoted to Sergeant Major. He passed away on May 14, 1930 in Long Island, New York. It is uncertain when Hoffman returned to using his birth name Jansen. However, both of his Medal of Honor citations are awarded to Gunny Charles Hoffman. The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts. Nathan Corson is our producer and engineer, Leon Pescador is our associate producer, and I'm Ken Harbaugh. We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.